Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, we're back again. It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz as we celebrate 4-0 and wait for Red October. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Well, I feel pretty good, brother Spike. It is a Tuesday, which means ESP is in the building today. That always gets the blood going. I'm going through a little withdrawal.
Little baseball withdrawal.
Man, I'm just saying, the boys in pinstripes. I haven't seen them in a couple days, and I'm looking forward to seeing them Saturday. Saturday can't get here fast enough, quite frankly. Cannot get here fast enough. But until then, we'll dissect our undefeated defending Super Bowl champions. That feels like we are winless right now, but
yes.
We aren't winless. We are undefeated.
We are.
Jackie Baseball. I'll let you, boy.
So, like, you know how we do expected stats in a lot of sports?
Yeah.
What's the Eagles' expected win-loss record?
What do you think it is at this point, if you had a bet?
2-2.
Oh, you mean this year?
Oh, just based off, yeah.
Well, they're plus, yeah. Well, no, plus 20 would probably be 3-1.
You can have your little 4-0, but
I am still trying to recover from Jack Shorts on YouTube yesterday.
So are the YouTubers. We're keeping it above that
the waist
level today.
Yeah. We will get to that later. As Ike mentioned, Elliot Shore Parks will join us at 3. Jordan Mailata joins us at 4. And, Ike mentioned we're 4-0. The biggest story, the Eagles somehow find a way to do this, but the biggest story is A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts for the second straight year, right? We had a lot of this last year. And I just keep trying to figure out, we all love A.J. Brown, right? We want A.J. Brown to be a big part of the future for the Philadelphia Eagles, big part of the present Philadelphia Eagles, one of the best receivers who has ever played for the Philadelphia Eagles, right? We all want A.J. Brown to be here for a very long time. We all love Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts has already won a Super Bowl, been to two, wins and wins and wins and wins. We just keep looking at this future, Jalen Hurts, Jalen Hurts, Jalen Hurts. I just keep trying to figure out, knowing what I know of the last couple of years with A.J., how this ends well, and I can't figure out in my mind a way that this ends well with AJ in the Eagles. For me, it feels like we are closer to the end of AJ as an Eagle than anything else, because I understand when we say winning should cure everything, right? You're 4-0, blah, blah, blah. But that is just not reality. It hasn't. Winning didn't cure everything for AJ last year, right? And I don't think any of us feel like that is an unfair way to feel. Here is a guy who cares about his legacy, cares about being in the Hall of Fame, cares about his next contract, by the way, and has pride and wants to be a part of the offense. Mm-hmm. We also are having trouble resolving the fact that while they're winning, he is obviously unhappy. You know, he can come out and say whatever he wants about the tweet, but I think we all know when you leave the locker room after a win without talking to the press, and 2 hours later you're tweeting Bible verses about walking away quietly, that we can all sort of figure out where it is. And I'm just thinking about Jalen, and I'm thinking about Kevin Petullo, and I'm thinking about Nick Sirianni, trying to figure out this offense. And here is this extra thing they have to think about. Every time they design a game plan, every time Jalen drops back, every time he calls a play, here's this extra thing he has to think about. Mm-hmm. Is AJ getting the ball enough? Blah, blah, blah. Never mind the fact that our star running back isn't even having a very good season. They're one of the worst rushing teams in the NFL so far this year, too. And I just can't see a way that AJ, within the structure of what this offense is, even at its best, is going to be happy. It feels like it is, to me, past the point of no return. And then we talked yesterday about what happened with the Bills when they let go of Stephon Diggs. Mm-hmm. And Josh Allen saying, all of a sudden, I felt free, right? I felt like I could throw the ball wherever it needs to go. And this isn't me saying that I think the Eagles are better with A.J. Brown. That would be a crazy thing to say.
Better
without A.J. Brown. That would be a crazy thing to say. But when I'm thinking about the football team holistically, how the team is bigger than one person and all of these things, I just can't see, I just can't wrap my head around this year or next year being enough for him. And if we're already in week four, mm-hmm. off of winning a Super Bowl and they're 4-0, mm-hmm. and for two straight weeks, or two out of the last 3 weeks, it's been, is A.J. happy, is A.J. happy, is A.J. happy? I don't know. It stinks of something that is just that the clock is ticking, and I hear the clock ticking down. And whether it's, you know, it'd be crazy to trade him during the year, but I
they're not trading him during the season.
It's
not happening.
It just feels like I can't think of a way that this ends in a way where A.J. Brown is just happy and playing football and everybody's good again. Just feels like we're past that point to me.
Well, I mean, hopefully you're wrong, but I can't necessarily say that you are wrong. And it certainly is trending in a direction where it would lead itself to believe that that's what the ultimate ending is going to be. And I think that's what every Eagle fan is fearing.
Yes.
Like that's what we're all fearing, that this is what we're going to ultimately have to do, because I don't know how much better the passing game is going to be.
Right.
To keep everybody happy.
Right.
It's never going to be the Bengals offense that they had last year with Burrow throwing the ball as much as he does. And, you know, Jamar Chase being a triple crown winner, like it's never going to happen. At least not in the foreseeable future. I just don't see it happening that way, because Jalen doesn't play football that way. He doesn't play the quarterback position that way. This offense isn't designed that way. So AJ, at some point, is going to have to decide what makes him happiest. Right? Like, I think we got a general idea. He's left breadcrumbs as to what truly makes him tick. You know, we've tried to sweep things under the rug or put a lipstick on it or put a bow on it and sort of paint it up and dress it up as best we can. But the comments a couple days after the Super Bowl, the tweet after the Super Bowl, that him not being, he didn't have the feeling that he thought he would have being a champion, and what makes him happy. And I'm paraphrasing a lot of it because I don't have it in front of me, but he said something to the effect of, you know, dominating his opponent is what truly gets him going, and dominating the game and seeing a DB's head hang after he's crushed him or whatever. He mentioned at another point in the offseason, when asked about the offense and Kevin Petullo being here and what would be different, he basically said, well, we can't do what we did last year.
Yep.
We got to do something different this year.
And here we are having the second most rush attempts in the NFL. Right?
So it's clear that his role in the offense, he's not satisfied with. This is not deciding whether or not he's right, he's wrong, or anything else. He's free to feel the way he wants to feel as an individual. Right? He's a part of a team, but he's an individual. And if he thinks that he's better served, that he could be better used somewhere else, then that's what he's ultimately going to decide. That's what he's ultimately going to decide, either with his words or with his actions. Here's what I will say about the team and his impact on all of that. What we care about is the team.
Yes.
We don't care necessarily about individuals above the team.
Us
as fans,
right.
Yes, that's all we care about. Yes. We don't care about all the other stuff. We pay good. I'm speaking in general terms here, but we pay good money to go see the team. They spend a lot of money on merchandise, like all of those things.
Time Sunday for all of fall and winter.
Yes. Everything is devoted to this team.
Yep.
And the only joy we get out of it is watching them win.
Yes.
We don't care for the drama.
Right.
We don't care for the other stuff as fans. So no one's ever going to put an individual above the team's success. The team is winning. This is becoming a distraction for the team.
Yes, I don't know how it couldn't be.
The coach is having to answer questions about it. I'm sure Jalen will have to answer questions about it. Whenever AJ decides to speak, people are going to want clarification as to what he meant by the tweet that he put out there, as everybody's been speculating nationally for two straight days now as to what he means and whether or not he's happy. Only he can express whether or not he's happy here. Like, only he can express that. But until he says that, everybody's going to speculate. I know the team is a better football team with AJ Brown on it. But I also know this, there is no player that's greater than the sum of all the parts of a team. None, not one. I don't care if you're a quarterback, I don't care if you're the receiver, I don't care if you're the tackle, running back, linebacker, defense end, even head coach. You're not above the sum of all the parts together that make the team. Either you got to be a part of it or not. And that's what ultimately is going to have to be decided with AJ. But we're all sitting around here like, oh, man, why can't we just be happy with our 4-0 team?
Right. Like, I don't want to be talking about this.
Let us nitpick about passing game, yes, and running game and all that stuff that we do. But as far as the players being together as one, that's what all the fans want. And this, with a player so significant like AJ, it has everybody on the edge. Has everybody on edge because you wonder whether or not this can sink a team or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were able to get through it last year, and they won the Super Bowl. But if you look at this in realistic terms, this is going back seemingly since 2023.
Right, when he didn't talk to the press for several weeks.
Well, I'll never forget
weeks,
the
right?
Minnesota game. I think it was a Monday night or a Thursday night.
Yep.
Thursday. That game. When it looked like AJ was, it looked like he was going at Jalen on the sideline. And to me, things just haven't been the same ever since that. Now, maybe something happened prior to that. I don't know. But from our viewpoint, that was the first time publicly we saw anything.
Well, and to your point about.
It hasn't been right since.
To your point about us sort of glossing over everything, Donovan McNabb mentioned this yesterday. By the way, 215-592-9494. Do you see a positive end to the AJ situation? Because I'm getting to the point where I don't. Donovan mentioned this yesterday. He said, when we were talking to him, he said, reading the book on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. You all had a fun time with that. Ha, 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 ha. We laughed. He said, I've never seen anything like that.
No one has.
No. And if they hadn't won that game, right? And the number of times that we just sort of, and it's funny because I think we all understand how AJ Brown feels. Mm-hmm. I think we all agree he should get the ball more.
Without question.
But then we also all agree that the tweets after the game, even if it's how he feels, is not the best thing for the team to win.
Yeah.
And I think ultimately the team, you said AJ is going to have to decide, and he does. But ultimately the team's going to have to decide. They're going to have to decide, is the juice worth the squeeze at mm-hmm. this point? He's a great player. I know he's a great player, and I want him on the Eagles. But it just gets to a point. And I think, you can look throughout the history of the NFL. There's not a ton of teams that are successful that have as many weapons as the Eagles have for several years. It can happen here and there, but ultimately there's a big dog and then there's everybody else. So there's two big dogs. It might be a situation on the Eagles where there might be too many mouths to feed, especially with the way they play offense. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Joe Burrow. It's fair to mention that team also was 9-8 and didn't make the playoffs and was playing from behind all the time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's probably why both wide receivers were able to get as many receptions as they were happy with.
Yeah.
And I can think, too, about, we all know A.J. Brown's good, but A.J. Brown is thinking about his next contract, too, on some level. And I can tell you, we can all talk about how good he is, and the Eagles can talk about
honestly,
how good he is.
Not to cut you off. Yeah. Honestly, I think he's thinking about his legacy
yes.
as a
yes.
player.
All of those things.
Because
yes.
he's rich already.
Right.
And I'm not counting anybody's pockets. But once you have achieved that financial status, now you want to be where the greats are.
And when the lists come out,
yes.
you want to be at the top
yeah.
of the list and all those things. And I can tell you what,
yeah.
he's not making the Hall of Fame getting 62 catches for 823 yards. I don't
yeah.
care how many. I don't care how many Super Bowls they win. Because the person, the player on the team who will get that credit will be Jalen. The quarterback gets that credit,
mm-hmm.
you know, no matter how many times he throws or doesn't throw, but mm-hmm. the wide receivers won't.
Right.
And we get it. I think we all get it, why A.J. feels the way he feels, but we also are all at the point where, and I would have to imagine as an organization, they're going to have to do that calculus and say to themselves, can we do this every week? Can we do this every week where we win and the big story is that one of the players isn't happy enough? You know,
well, the thing is, to them, they're trying to get him the ball.
Yeah.
They're trying to. He got 9 targets.
Right. Yeah.
Sunday. Like, I'm not saying they were great targets. I'm not saying they were great throws. I'm just saying they schematically tried to get him the football.
Sure. That's
different than what I saw in the Rams game where he didn't get a damn target. And then what was the game before that? One of the games he didn't get a target to the fourth quarter or
something.
The
first game.
Was that the first
game
of the season?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Like, it's different than that scenario. To me, it really boils down to A.J., in my opinion. Meaning that I believe the Eagles obviously want A.J. here. They want him to be happy.
Yes.
But if he's not happy, that's a him thing. It's not a them thing.
Well, it's a him thing that becomes a them thing.
Of course it does. Yes.
You know what I mean?
If he makes it that by constantly being unhappy, tweeting, things of that nature, then of course they're going to have to deal with it. Because I said it yesterday. I don't think it's fair to Jalen either that people are speculating that it's him.
Right. Well, and he has to go.
That he has the issue with him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people are speculating what the issue is.
Right.
And now it puts your quarterback in a position where he hasn't said anything. He hasn't done anything. He's out there trying to win football games.
Well, then he's got to walk on eggshells around the...
It's unfair to him.
Yes. It's unfair. I think it's unfair to everybody.
It's unfair to the coaches. Yeah. I heard Nick this morning. I thought he handled the questions as best he could. I thought Joe did a great job asking the questions, following up. But look at the position they're in.
Yeah.
Talking about this.
4-0.
Yeah.
4-0. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus starts us off here on WIP. What's up, Corey?
There's only one player on the Eagles that's been an All-Pro the past 3 years. Y'all know who that is?
A.J. Brown.
Right. So when we talk about legacy, what gets you into the Hall of Fame is Pro Bowls, is championships, is All-Pros. Now listen, y'all know, last year he had over 1,000 yards. I think he had like 6 or 7 touchdowns. He missed 4 games with an injury. So he had 1,000 yards on top of missing 4 games. So we don't know, even if he only get 40, 50 yards a game, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's 200 more yards possibly. So my thing with A.J. Brown and the Jalen situation, and I don't even know if it's Jalen. I'll just say A.J. Brown.
A.J. Brown, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, dog, like, you're great. Everybody wants you here. But it's like when you do stuff like it's like every single year. And I get it. You want the football. But I don't see what's wrong with just like, I personally feel like, and I don't know if this is what you call it, reckless speculation. Like, there's something going on with him and Jalen. It's never going to be fixed. You know what I'm saying? And I think, I mean, like, we've all had good relationship friends before that's fallen out and it's done something to us. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't know that situation or what it, because BG said that last year, you know, those guys need to talk. But sometimes when, you know, you can forgive, but you can never forget. And maybe A.J. Brown is just like, man, like every year is something. Like, I don't know. But I'm to a point right now, it's like, we can't keep doing this every year, like every single year. And it's what makes me feel like it's him and something has been said is because this year you had Nick Wright, you had Asante Samuel, you had Shady, you had Colin Cowherd. All 4 of them said, I would not be shocked if A.J. Brown is traded before the season. they have heard that from somewhere, somebody. Like, they ain't just, I mean, I'm not saying recklessly. People don't recklessly speculate. You don't just get that from four different people. Like, two great media sources, Nick Wright and Colin Cowherd, and then Shady and Asante, who got tied to the Eagles, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what it is. And it's like, I'm to a point now, it's like, we got to rock out this year because all the dead cap hit or whatever. But this offseason, and we got to cut our ties. We got to cut our ties because we can't keep doing this every year. Like, you hurting the team. You hurting the morale. We 4-0. We know the offense don't look great. We know we ain't put together a whole game. We only playing halves. We know all of that, right? Yeah. But it's like, we can't even answer, get that fixed, because now we got to worry about this. Like, what's wrong with this guy? Is it just Target? Is it something going on? A relationship? Right. Like it's deeper than that, right? And it's like in 2023, when Ike brought up with the whole the Minnesota game, people forget that game wasn't even about, like, the passing game was cooking. I think Devontae had 170. Him and Devontae and Jalen was cooking that game. So it's like, it wasn't even the passing game. It's like him. So it's like, dude, just be straight up. Like, that's what we want. You know, T.O., one thing I respect about T.O., like, he was a firecracker, but hey, man, T.O. tell you how it is. Hey, man, this dude the problem. I don't want to be. That's what I would respect you doing that more than this messages, encrypted messages that we got to figure out, read scripture and do all this decoding. I'd rather you just be straight up. Hey, man, I don't like this dude. This dude threw up in the Super Bowl. Whatever. Just stay up. Just be.
That's five catches. I didn't say straight. No. Listen, that's five catches straight.
No, listen, hold on.
Wow.
I'm just saying, I'd rather. Friend of the show. Time out. I'm just saying, I'd rather you just straight up and say that. Like, right. Just be straight up. Like, don't do the cryptic messages.
It's allegedly like, threw up in the Super Bowl. Nobody saw it.
Yeah, no proof of that.
No, time out. I'm just saying what T.O.
did throw
said.
Up in college.
Though. No, listen. T.O. said that, though.
Yeah, he did. No, you're right. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. So I just rather AJ just be straight up like, hey, man, rock with this dude. I don't think he this. I don't think he that. All I can say is, AJ, you've been in Philly for 3 years. When you was in Tennessee, you wasn't an all-pro. You came here. You took your career to the next level. Only one guy has thrown you the ball other than a game with maybe Gardner Minshew or maybe Tanner McKee.
Two touchdowns,
other
by the way.
That,
Kenny Pickett.
Other than that game, you've been playing with one quarterback, right? So that took you to the all-pro.
Yeah.
So it's like, so if you can't figure it out, like, listen, I'm pretty sure Garrett Wilson would trade places with you right now.
Well, I don't know.
I can name a lot of receivers that would trade places with you right now. Hey,
can I tell you, Corey? I don't know if that's true. Thank you for the call. I don't know if that's true.
You think some receivers would be like, I don't want to play in that offense.
Well, I don't think that's crazy to say. I don't think it's crazy to say that nobody wants to lose. Nobody wants to be on the Jets. That's an extreme example.
Yeah, that's different, yeah.
But talk to Jamar Chase. If you were to talk to Jamar Chase and
today you'd probably say I would.
Well, today,
yes. Well, because as Browning throwing the ball.
But if it were last year, if you were saying, well, here's Jamar, you can have two choices. You can be on a 9-8 team, you can set records catching the ball, you can be thought of as the best receiver in football, or you can go to the Eagles and eventually, and Corey's right, AJ's been an all-pro the last few years. It's not going to continue if he doesn't get the ball. So I don't know for sure that Garrett Wilson would rather be on a team where he doesn't get the ball enough. Then I just don't know the answer to that. I don't think it's as simple as we think it is.
Well, here's the other thing. How about being a receiver in this offense, period?
Right.
Just think about that.
Right.
We look at it like it's the Eagles, a great organization. They win a lot. They go to the Super Bowl. But if you're a receiver, you more than likely want to be in a receiver-friendly offense.
Yes.
A quarterback that can throw you the ball, that you're going to get 8, 9, 10 targets a game as a receiver. I know how receivers think. I used to be one in high school. You know what I'm saying?
And then what happened?
People disrespect my hands. I was in high school. I was a good receiver in high school. Not a great one. I was good, though. I caught a lot of out routes and little dump routes.
There you go.
Yeah.
You'd be great in this offense.
I just ran after I caught the ball.
You know you'd be a great blocker in this offense.
Yeah. Too. Do you know how many football assists you'd get, Ike?
So I'm only saying that to say, from AJ's viewpoint, because I want to keep this fair and balanced here. This isn't all about dumping on AJ.
No.
Part of his frustration is I'm in an offense where my talents aren't being used.
Right.
Like, and that's his frustration.
Well, and the NFL, he's not going to play for 20 years.
Right.
You know, you have no idea. Look at what happened to Tyreek Hill last night.
Yeah.
You have no idea when your career can be threatened or possibly over in the NFL.
Yeah.
215-592-9494.
So I don't know if any receiver would want to be in this offense.
Yeah, I know. I don't.
Great ones may not want to be in this offense. If they're not getting the ball, what's the point of being a wide receiver?
I know. It sounds crazy to say, but when you think about it, right? I don't know. I don't know. All right. Coming up next, Joe DeCamera did talk to Nick Sirianni this morning about the AJ situation. You will hear his response. Good job by Joe pushing back a little bit as well. We will. You will hear that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.